Blog Talk Radio.
Great time today. I hope you guys are having a good day. It's all about you. You know, this is my second day back on the air, and it feels like it's my first day broadcasting, and I've been doing this a couple of years, you know, but it feels like my first day. So, you know, I'm shaking. You know, I got a guest coming on. Man, I got a bunch of people listening to the show. You know, I know a bunch of people listening online. Okay. I know we're going to have a great show today. And I'm ready. You guys ready? Hey, today's show is sponsored by CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, called the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Hey, give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, hey, thanks guys for tuning in. Welcome, welcome, welcome all of you. It's going to be a great day, right? And I hope y'all are having a great day right now, because I am. All right. And again, you know, I've been away from the show because, you know, I've been trying to get something going, get something else going. I need to make some more money. I mean, I maintain what I have, but I need to make some more money. So, you know, I had to get into something that where I think I'm going to make some more money, and I think it's going to be significant. So, you know, I'm getting around some people that are making money. And that's what happens when, you know, you get around people who are making money. Hey, you start to make money. Okay. And that's part of the show today. What happens when you surround yourself by successful people? Okay. And again, hey, we're going to run, you know, good on the show today. Again, I got a lot of people on the show. Hey, if you'd like to, you know, get on here and get on the air and voice your opinion or your comments, just press the number one on your keypad and I'll be able to put you up on the air. Okay. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, again, you can call in and listen live to the show. You can listen through Facebook, Twitter, you know, and all of you guys who are out there on Blog Talk Radio listening to the show, go ahead and click on that icon that says follow the show. That way you can get show notes. You know, whenever I have a show, you'll get show notes and you'll be able to tune in on the topics that you'd like to hear about, right? And again, I always invite people to email through the show and send me their topics, maybe something that they'd like to hear on the show. And again, I want to, you know, put out there that I am going to put some professionals on this show this, you know, for the rest of the year. We're going to have some good guests. Hey, we got a good one today. I met this guy, you know, really, I seen him a few times before, but I met this guy just maybe a year or so ago, you know, and I really got to know him and appreciate some of the things that he says. And, I think he's got a good head on his shoulder. Okay. And I wanted him to come on the show and kind of, you know, give his side of where he thinks it is to be surround yourself with successful people. So I'm going to go ahead and bring up Quincy. Hey, Quincy.
How you doing, Frank?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
Man, I'm excited about being on your show. And like you say, this is going to be a great day, Frank. It's already a great day for me, and I see it's a great day for you as well.
That's for sure. That's for sure. I'm always having a great day.
Well, Frank, anytime you talk about making money, you can't go wrong. And I'm so excited because I wanted to come on the show and start out talking about couponing and then go over into stocks. But, man, you blow my mind when you first came on and talked about making money. So, you know, surrounding yourself around people that's making money, you can learn a whole lot from that. So that's wonderful, Frank. I applaud you for that.
Hey, man, I've been around some people, man. I've been around some people I'm not blowing my own horn, but I've been around some people with some money, you know, and all that does is tell me that, man, he know better than I am why I can't make some of this money.
You're absolutely right. And to start from within ourselves, we have to learn to discipline ourselves. And once you start talking to people that are actually making money, they do things totally different from the way we do things. Now, on a smaller bracket, we can do a whole lot of things to save money to actually turn it into making money. And what I mean about that, Frank, is, like I said, I want to talk about the couponing.
Yeah.
Frank, do you know how much money they give us? And when I say us, the world, because people do not take the time out to go through the papers, to find the coupons, to shop with them, because some people are embarrassed by having a coupon. Now, people like me that's not embarrassed, I don't mind staying in a line. I don't mind shopping with a coupon, and I definitely don't mind saving the money.
Oh, fire, Jack.
Let me tell you something, man. Hold up. Hey, guys. I know it's probably 2,000-3,000 people listening to the show right now. But, you know, I just had a moment right there. You know, because I can see, I mean, I work with Quincy every day. All right. I see him every day. And, you know, we have fun at work. And, yeah, his real name is Quincy Jones. Okay. And so we have fun at work. We have fun at work every night. And right now, I could see his face and know how he's laughing right now. And that just killed me. So that's what happened, man. I'm sorry, y'all.
French.
I got a couple of people that hung up on the show. Oh, but you know what? You know what, Quincy?
Yeah.
This is my show.
It's your show, Frank.
It's my show. So, you know, hey, you know, they can go listen to somebody else. There's a million more out there. But this is my show. I have fun on my show every day. So keep on couponing, man. Keep telling us about that couponing.
Hey, Frank, it's for real.
Hey, it was. I had 2,500 people up on the show. Somebody hung up, so I had, you know, 2,499 people on the show. And so I got about 2,499 people still up on the show. Go ahead, Quincy. Keep telling
Frank,
us about your couponing.
That one that left, Frank, they're not a believer in saving money. And that's what this show is about today. It's about saving money, making money. And, yeah, when I tell you about the couponing, and like you say, you can see my face, because I get excited when I talk about saving money, making money. And I can understand why you laughed the way you did. But it's for real. It's for real, guys. And a lot of people didn't understand it until they brought a show on called The Coupon Show. It's when they really start saying, is that for real? But it is.
Yeah.
It is for real. And if you do those things there, Frank, you would save a lot of money. And believe it or not, you can take those savings over into investing.
Yeah.
Investing money, the money that you're saving. A lot of people don't know how much money they have because they spend, to where you don't get a chance to see how much money you have. And let me say this, Frank. One of the things that I used to do to discipline myself, that I would make a list, and people don't understand, if you get paid on Friday, by the time you get home, you've spent $50 to $80 just making it home. But if you make a list of all the things you need to do on your way home, you'll see you can save $50 to $80. You wouldn't spend it. But we spend and don't even think we're spending it. And then in the end, we're trying to figure out why are we coming up short.
Yeah. You're right. Every time you walk out the door, you're spending money.
Exactly.
You know?
And a lot of people would say, I hate to break a 20. Because as soon as I break it, it's gone.
Yeah.
But
that,
Frank, if you spend
that
it
happened.
On,
That happened to my hundreds.
To your hundreds?
Yeah.
Absolutely. But if you spend it on exactly what you want to spend it on or what you should, then you'll walk out with them extra $50, Frank. But just like any other place, they lure us in with all these other things to buy that we didn't even think about we wanted to buy.
Right. So Quincy, tell us how much you've... The most you save before on a grocery trip.
through couponing?
Through couponing. Frank, I've actually went in and saved $300 on couponing. And not only saved it, but at the end, they owed me $1.50.
Okay.
How long
you were in line? By 71 minutes. When
it don't take that long now, Frank, because everything is all. No, it don't take that long now. You scan it and it's gone. It's over with, and you're moving on. It's much easier. That's what a lot of people are afraid of. They're afraid of that I'm going to be in line with these coupons.
Right.
But they're not thinking, how much money am I going to save?
Right. So you went to the counter. You went to the counter with all the stuff that you needed for the house, right?
Right.
And then you put out your coupons and they had to scan them, right? Or how do they do that now?
Yes, that's what they do. But before we get to that part, Frank, a lot of people don't know that you can use more than one coupon for one item along with what they have on sale. There's a kind of, you kind of have to play with it. You don't just go up there with the coupon. You do the homework before you get there. And in your mind or on paper, you already know your savings.
Right. So you got a plan before you go to the grocery store.
Yes, you definitely get a plan, because I don't know how many people saw the coupon show, but those people sat down and they had a plan before they go to the grocery store, so they know how much savings they're going to have before they even get to the register.
Okay. We got another caller in here. Maybe wants to ask you a question. Let's see. We got a caller coming in. Let's see. Hey, you're on the Frank Williams Show. Who's this and where are you calling from? Area code 404. The first three digits are 922.
My name is Mara, and I'm calling from Lithia Springs. And I would love the coupon. I'm just curious as to about how much time it takes to, do your homework and all that. And my fear is that I buy things that I don't really need. So that was interesting when Frank said you just get everything for the house that you need, and then you had a coupon. So is that the way you work it? Or, I know people that, just go buy stuff and have, like, a whole garage full of detergent because the coupon expires. So which angle are you coming at?
Well, what I do is I don't just buy stuff just to be buying it, because that's not saving. That's actually just throwing money away because I don't need that product. But yes, I come up with a plan, and all of the stuff that I go to the store to buy that day, I have coupons for. You do have to do the homework. And then, like I said, you can't just walk into the store and think that you're going to get a saving, because on top of the store giving you a saving, your coupon, and then you may have another coupon to go with that one. So you have to do your homework. And don't be afraid of it. Just think about the money you're going to save in the end.
Quincy, you work it like, I ain't mean to cut you out, but you work it like, You get the paper all the time. You get the coupons and you go through. Do you like separate them into where like this meat, this the cleaning products, this the meat, these the vegetables. You know what I'm saying? Do you do it like that?
You do.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. I have a binder, and I separate everything, but not only by the product, by the date on the coupon as well.
Right.
That's the most important thing. You want to look at the date on the coupon. But just think, Frank, it gives you a chance to buy the things you want to buy, the name brand things that you want to buy at a cheaper price. It's out there. They need us to come into the store to buy the products, and this is one of the ways that they lure us in there. But I'm one of the people that takes the time out to cut out the coupon, to actually look into the sale paper and compare my coupon with what you got on sale and what you're giving me to come to your store to spend my money, and it works.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. It works.
Well, Laura, you may need to look into couponing, huh?
I think so. I mean, that sounds good to me. I mean, especially, I mean, just sitting here, you know, watching your favorite show or whatever, messing around, you can definitely do it. And that sounds like an extremely good tool to free up some money to invest. So I appreciate it.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, Laura. Keep listening to the show. So good. That was a good question. That was a good question. And again, guys, if you guys have questions that you want to ask Quincy about his couponing, you know, it sounded to me like something that you should at least, you know, look into. You know, you figure it out and you make your own decision. You know, don't let anyone else makes a decision for you. You look at it, you study it, and you see if it'll save you money. You know, don't do it just because Quincy said do it. Look into it. Find out if it's, you know, if it's legit. Go try it. See if you save $15, $20 that day. You know, you never know.
Well, Frank, I'm on a much larger scale than $15 or $20. I'm actually.
Yeah, you're on the $300. You're on the $300 scale.
Yes, Frank, and to see the savings come back, and then be able to take that money and do other things with it. Yeah, absolutely. I am, and it's a good feeling.
So how long does it take, Quincy, to get to your level where you are as far as couponing, doing your homework, got a binder, got, you know, you doing all that? How long you been couponing to get to where you are?
Frank, I started it back with my mom way back in the day. She used to coupon, and it kind of just trickled over to me. But to get to that level is based on the individual person, because once you start saving 20, you're going to want to save 40. And once you save 40,
right,
it goes on and on and on. And you figure
right
out that I'm really saving money. So it depends on the individual person to get to that level. But I've been doing it for 30 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a long time, but, you know, hey, everybody got to start somewhere, you know?
Yeah, and they do, Frank, and if they do, the first time you're actually saving, it makes you want to save more money.
Yeah, yeah. But what I tell people, too, is if you want to actually save that money, take that money that you save right there that you would have paid cash for, take that cash and slide it over to the side. Put it in your savings account or whatever that you just saved on these coupons.
You're absolutely right. And that is a great way to do it, is to, if you go to the grocery store with 100, but you can save 50 out of that 100, take that other 50 and put it in another type of saving and let it sit there and let it grow. But not only, Frank, this thing is bigger than couponing, because I do it with everything. I'm the type of person that I even shop off season. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a huge saving in shopping off season. If you want the product first, that means you want to pay full price for it first to have it, before anybody else can get it. But if you shop off season, off better yet, Frank. Now this is a very learning tool, and a lot of listeners can do this. And if you do it, come back and give Frank a call and tell him, did it work for you, Frank? For the listeners out there, let's stop going out shopping on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and let's do it Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. The same things and the same clothes are in the store on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They're just not making as much money, so they put out sales all over the store on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and early Thursday. Late Thursday, they take them off because they know who coming to the store. A lot of people coming on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Reverse your spending time. Reverse the way you're doing it. And do it on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And just see how much savings you'll have then, Frank.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, that again, guys, I try to get people in front of you guys that have some expertise in different areas. You know, I'm going to get a tax expert on here to talk to you guys about taxes and handling your business. I'm going to get a tax expert on here. I'm going to get a real estate expert on here. I'm going to get attorneys on here. I'm going to get some professional people on here to talk to you guys about what's going on. And y'all can call in and talk to them. Ask them questions, just like Laura did from Lithia Springs. Call in, ask some questions, and you know, knowledge, that's all it is, knowledge. And once you get the knowledge, I mean, my mom used to always say, if you learn how to play the game, and that's what it is, the whole system is a game. If you learn how to play the game, you'll be successful in life. You got to learn the game. You got to learn the credit card game and all that stuff. You got to learn how this stuff works. Once you learn how it works, you should be able to manipulate through the system. That's all they do. They created the system. They manipulate the system. And a lot of these guys get rich manipulating the system. Wealthy manipulating the system. Rich manipulating the system. That's what they do. But you gotta learn how to work the system. And I tell you young guys out there that's listening to the show that, you know, stay out of the system. Stay out of the system. Run under the radar. Why can't you fly under the radar? Stay away from the police. Stay out the system, man. Y'all got to stay out the system. And you can. You know? It just burns me up to see kids that continue to do the same stuff, get burned for it, and wonder, oh, what? Why they picking on me? Why they picking on me? Man, you got to stay out of the system, guys. Stay out of the system. Quincy, you good?
I'm good, Frank. But let me say something on what you just said before I get off the air, Frank, and you're so right. We got to stay out of the system, Frank. If you young guys are out at 3, 4 in the morning, then you and the police is the only somebody out at that time of the morning, go home. Frank told you, stay out of the system. That is one good way of staying out of the system. You're wondering, why are they picking on me? You're the only somebody out there to pick on. Go home. 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, you should be at home. All young people are going in the system so early that where some of them never comes out. They don't even know what it's like to be out of the system because they get put in so early. But you're absolutely right, Frank. Stay out of the system.
Yeah, man. Stay out of the system. Hey, Quincy, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. I'll talk to you sometime this evening.
Hey, Frank, I've enjoyed it. Anytime you want me to come on the show, Frank, I'd be more than happy to do so. To all of the listeners out there that listen to me talk about the couponing, guys, once again, it is for real. You have to just try it, do it. Forget about the person behind you because you were at the register first, regardless of what they say behind you. It's a system.
Hey.
learn the system. Thank you,
Hey, Quincy. Hey, Quincy.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I got another caller that holding up their hand asking you a question.
Okay, go right ahead.
From the 678 area code, the first three digits are 633. Hey, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, all I'm just saying is when I get back to work, I need some 101 training for some couponing.
Okay.
There you go.
You need some 101 training for some couponing.
Quincy Jones, yes. The Logan Calloway. Need some coupon.
Okay,
training
Logan. Logan, I would give you the 101 training for the couponing.
Yes, sir. I like that.
But Logan, you got to go by this system. You can't get off. And you got to start you will start seeing the savings.
I need some coupon training, baby.
Okay. I'll be more than happy to give it to you.
Hey, man, y'all have a good morning.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Logan. Thanks for calling, man.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, Quince, I appreciate you, bro.
All right, Frank. I've enjoyed being on the show. Like I said, you need me again, give me a call. And the people that's out there listening, if it worked for you, let Frank know so Frank can tell me. Thanks, Frank.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Quince. Yeah, thanks, guys. That's what you live for, man, is to not only to, you know, save a little cash, but do different stuff. And just to hear other people out there who are, you know, trying to work things out in life just like we are, you know, you always want to hear about something that can maybe get you to change a little something. Who knows? Maybe one out of all of you guys will do couponing and have some great savings like Quincy, but and do a good thing. I don't know, but I'm sure you know everyone got something out of it. Okay, everyone did. Hey guys, I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. Same time tomorrow. Remember, tomorrow Friday is Free for All Friday, so all the lines are open. You guys can call in, talk about whatever you want. Falcons. Hey, did the Falcons play last night? Anybody know? Anybody can tell me real quick that the Falcons played last night? Just hit the number one on your keypad and just say, Frank, they won, blank. You know, just tell me something, guys. I don't know. I thought they played last night. But I don't know. Let's see. I got to call her up.
Frank,
678-353-K, what's going on?
Not much. I think they lost, man. I think it was 14-10, if I ain't mistaken.
Okay.
They did play. Yeah, they had a lot of rookies out there last night.
Yeah, no, none of the big guys went out there.
Nah, none of the big guys went out there. I think Max Shaw played a little bit more than he was supposed to play, but I think that rookie quarterback got hurt. He stumped his big toe out there.
Sure enough.
Yeah. But yeah, they played last night, you know. One of those, you know how the first preseason game is. They be sorting out the people they're gonna cut, so that's what it was.
Right. A lot of them got the X today, got that pink slip today.
Yeah, they already got the pink slip.
But it's good, I think, for them because they can go. I'm turning it into a sports show, but now they can go and try out for another team. They got time to get somewhere else and try out for another team. Maybe they'll make it on another team, you know.
That's because they put something positive on film, then they got a chance. That's right, you know.
Right, and you know what I'm saying? It's so early in training camp that they can go somewhere else and learn the system and plug in there, and that might be their home.
Yeah, exactly. Because when you're going through camp like this, you're not only trying out for that team, you're trying out for whatever team you can make.
Right.
Somebody else might be. Yeah.
Right, because at the end, if you walk all the way through training camp to get ready to go in the regular season, and then you get cut right there before the regular season, then now you really don't have a chance to get on another team. You know, you don't have the time.
That's right. That's right. No matter how much you shine,
right,
time gone. They don't have time to groom you for the next team. So you kind of shine
right
there.
Right. Right. So if you're going to get cut, man, cut me this week, coach. I can go somewhere else, man.
I can go to a team that need a guy at that position.
Right. Yeah. Hey, Kay, we're going to talk about that trip we were talking about soon, man.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay.
So we'll talk this weekend. All right.
Okay. Okay, bud. All right, appreciate you. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show today. Hey, same time tomorrow, Free Fall Friday, all lines will be open for you guys to come in and talk about whatever. Hey, take care of yourselves. Take care of yourselves. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. In the nighttime, trap with the chickens like pop.